The reason people aren't financially free is they don't know what to do and they don't know where to start. I want you to join Joey and I at the Virtual Inner Circle Live, April the 4th through the 6th, as we share with you the exact answers to those questions. We only do this event one time per year. I don't want you to miss out. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter promo code podcast. When you're at this event, you're going to get your investor DNA. You're going to get access to up to 6 different passive income strategies. So you know, leaving this event, exactly what to do, taking our decades of knowledge so that you can start becoming financially free. Go to wealthwalkwallstreet.com/live and enter the promo code podcast.
Welcome to the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast, your guide to understanding how to get out of the Wall Street rat race and start your own mailbox money lifestyle. Now, don't let these handsome Southern draws fool you. These financial minds are teaching our country to enhance savings, increase cash flow, and create passive income, all without the help of Wall Street. Are you ready to break through? Now, here are your hosts, Russ Morgan and Joey Murray.
Welcome. This is the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Your host, Joey, the Italian Stallion Murray, joined as always by Russ, the idea guy Morgan.
Joey, this is another first. We constantly have first on this show. Today's the first that we're going to be sharing our actual passive income numbers.
Right. I mean, we've been talking about the things that we're doing on the show, but we've never fully kind of opened up what's going on behind the scenes, giving you the numbers so that you can know, are they working? Are they not?
Did you want to know how we are creating passive income streams for ourselves? So that way, maybe you can glean some ideas. And are you personally, are you stopping trading time for money? Are you on a passive income train? And if not, here's a good episode just to hear about some of the different ideas. Now, just full disclosure, Joey, there's some numbers in here that are not as beautiful as I would like them to be.
Like they have a good personality?
They definitely have a personality. I don't even know if it's a good one yet, right? It's somebody I might have studied with in college, hoping that they were going to help improve my score.
Well, and hopefully you're going to hear grade, that nothing, grade, everything not is score. Not all rainbows and unicorns, right? Some things take time to get started. Some things we're going to learn over time that was a terrible thing we never should have started. But you need to know that as you're on this journey with us.
Well, here's one of the things I know that if you don't keep score, it's hard to know how you're doing. And I think part of this, you and I going through and putting all of this on one page, because we know these numbers independently, but when we put them on one sheet for this podcast, it opened up our eyes to say, okay, we need to get a little bit deeper into some of these businesses.
Yeah. Don't get me started on my rental house.
Yeah. That thing is bad. We're going to talk about it. You were talking about not everything's rainbows and unicorns, and those unicorns are sucking it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we want to dive straight into some of these?
No, not just yet. Okay. We're getting there.
Okay.
But I think the part of any passive income business is that how really passive are they? So there's some of these that are super passive.
That's right. And we're gonna unlock those for you. But we're also going to talk about the ones that are maybe draining a little bit more time than we anticipated.
And we actually probably need to do a better job with some of these doing the profit first model so we can allocate the appropriate percentages to different accounts, which is I think we're overspending in certain areas.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that at all.
And going forward, our goal is to not only do this once a month and update you, but also do a blog on this so that way you can go back and kind of see the numbers. Because if you're riding down the road, you're working out, it's hard to maybe keep track of numbers. So we'll make sure we do that blog and put that on the website, put it in the show notes, just give you access to that information in the future.
Yeah. So, Russ, why don't we jump into probably something that many of you have reached out to us and you said, I mean, you guys are giving away a lot of value. You're doing a lot of things for us. Are we taking advantage of that? Like you're in a community, it's free. Like all these things seem to be free.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. Actually, I was working out with a guy the other day and he was asking me about the land flipping stuff that you and I are doing.
Right.
And he was wanting to get involved and he said, okay, I know there's a couple of different ways you can do that. You know, I don't want to come across as a jerk here, but how do you get paid? And so I was explaining, you know, the affiliate relationship we have with Mark Podolsky, the Land Geek, and it was laying it out. And he was like, okay, cool, perfect. At first, I just thought he was like wanting to know, like, okay, do you, is the only reason you're telling me about this because you get paid, which he, I was like, that's kind of, man, I thought we were better friends at that. But then as he went on, it was exactly what you just said, Joey. It was like, no, I want to make sure that I don't do something that you didn't get paid on. Like, I want to make sure I'm helping you, which, dude, I appreciate that. And I know that you're riding down the road, and at the end of the day, you want value. You want to start producing passive income. But if it can help the Stallion and I, you want to do that too. So we want to be really transparent into any of the things that we get paid on, so that way you know. And if you want to support us and you want to obviously go down the journey with whatever those companies are, man, win, win, win. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we have certain relationships with certain people because they could be putting money into advertising somewhere else, or they can be just saying, hey, you guys are already sharing the message of passive income. This lines up perfectly, and I'd like to compensate you for basically sharing us with others.
So let's talk about, from an affiliate standpoint, in the month of July, how much income did we bring in, Joey?
So it looks like we tallied it up at $6,095 across all affiliates.
And we just a couple of those that are in there. One is like the Tuttle Twins books, the books that my kids are reading every single night. Ryan's sitting there looking through the pictures. I'm not certain he can get through all the words yet, but he loves the pictures of them. And when you buy the Tuttle Twins and you use the link that we put in the show notes, we get a small percentage of that. Your kids get to win, and our kids, in essence, get to win because there's some money that I can buy little trinkets with it.
That's right. Another company that we work with is Neil Twa and the Amazon coaching platform that he has. He's my coach with 100 Unicorns and getting me now started onto Amazon from that Dropify store. And we get a small percentage of that if you sign up to coach with him.
Which, by the way, this is a really cool thing. I was talking to somebody the other day who's doing the Amazon model and using Neil and Reed, and he's so excited. He's actually starting, they're getting bamboo sheets made right now in India. They're being, actually, I think they've already been made. They're getting ready to ship, or they're already on ships on the way to them, which I'm like, I told him, hey, look, once you get those sheets, let me know. Our Wake Up in Birmingham, our short-term rental business, needs to be a purchaser.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's so excited though. Like, he's going to be selling, like, this is like a premium sheet, but he was telling me the prices in which he's buying it at and then selling it at, which we're going to have a conversation with what you're doing with 100 Unicorns. We got to get Neil to fix that quickly because I'm looking at the July numbers. By the way, the July numbers for 100 Unicorns, you want to hear the ugly? Income, 461, expenses, 1,605. Joey, that's going in the wrong direction,
hey,
bro.
I can explain, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so I tried some Facebook marketing, and it just didn't work. Literally, the guy that I know and trust that does Facebook marketing for some of our other businesses, he said, man, let's do this. We got into it, and for whatever reason, the ads just were not converting.
They didn't have the magic.
They did not have the rainbows.
Okay, so here's a shameless plug for the love. If you have little girls in the 5 to 12 range, go to 100unicorns.com and buy a few items from Joey because he needs it. This is a negative $1,143 for the month of July, Joey. And now I understand why you're saying, hey, Russ, I want you in that business with me.
I'm looking for an investor.
Look, you were you were like, man, we do so many things together. You need to be in the business. And you're wanting me to split this loss with you.
Hey, you know what? We'll just not even count July. Let's just go August forward because I spent a lot more money in August than I did in July.
Good night.
Just kidding.
This thing is not okay. I'm not okay with that. But the affiliate model, it is something that we're looking to grow. We're looking to – every time we have somebody – come on the show. We do a live Q&A. If there's something that we believe in, and we don't necessarily participate in 100% of everything. I almost want to, and Joey keeps me from doing that.
Hold back.
But I would say 80%.
Yeah.
80% of the stuff that we would bring an affiliate in, we're participating in already. Otherwise, we wouldn't tell you about it. I mean,
yeah,
there's just right. some things, like there's certain companies that will sponsor us for stuff, and maybe they have turnkey rental properties, which I love, but we have just so many other things that I just don't have a reason to go do that one. So that would be a for instance, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Or maybe one of these guys, like, I mean, for instance, we're having Chris Prefontaine on the show, and he's done a Q&A, and he teaches a course on how to buy houses with putting zero down, not even having a mortgage on the place. And that's just an active sport that I don't want to participate in. But if you guys do that, he does give us a small like sponsorship fee because of that. So just, I want to be really transparent as we go through. The next thing, Joey, which is something that we're always talking about, is our community. We've got almost 2,700 members in there right now. We have different things that people can participate in, different groups, the inner circle, our premium tax groups in there. There's a few little items in there where people can pay a monthly membership, and we're just getting this off the ground. So in July, how much money did we bring in?
Yeah, we're only at $538.89.
Woo, man. On the road to passive income right there.
That's right.
And then
we got a long way to go.
As far as expenses with that, we've got to do a better job. One of the things I noticed is that we did not put any of the labor cost. Because right now I'm seeing an expense column of zero, and I know we have hundreds, if not thousands, of hours invested in that from the number of people who put their hands on it.
Yeah, not to mention we do pay a fee to have the app, and that should be spread across each month, and we don't have that allocated
here either. Yeah, that was $30,000 in the month of July.
Yeah.
That's one of those items we're going backwards in.
We're bleeding.
But that's a labor of love, because without that, we wouldn't be able to give you all the resources and tools and be able to show you all the things that are going on.
And connect you to others.
So, I mean, that's huge. Again, here's an opportunity. How can you help Russ and Joey and our families continue to eat? If you love Joey, you know he's got five girls that they need food. Share the app. If you go in your app, you can actually hit the little sandwich bar at the top left, hit the see more, and there's an invite button right there. And you can literally either email it or copy the link and text it to friends. They can join. And down the road, I hope that they'll participate in some of those things like that do bring money into to the group. So that'd be good, wouldn't it?
That's absolutely good.
So here's those two things. Right? We just hit a couple of items that if you're saying, hey, how do I create passive income for myself? Maybe you know how to create a website, and on that website, you can then highlight other products that other people sell that they've created and done all the work on. And that's how you can bring in revenue. You can bring in revenue from companies who will put ads on your stuff, which is kind of what we're doing, as well as you can get paid small commissions on being kind of a pass-through, which is really what Amazon does.
That's right.
I think that that's just a really not simple, but for those of you that are technically advanced and we are not, that's one of the things you can do. We know somebody who built a website and he creates all sort of passive income monthly, and it's all generated through items like that.
Think about like John Lee Dumas, who we interviewed, or Pat Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
They are the masters at this, and create hundreds of thousands of dollars every month just from stuff like that.
Well, and so I think there's an idea. I mean, I listened to a podcast the other day where a lady, she has a website, and her whole goal is to show people really unique and interesting ideas of how to use other people's stuff. So like, for instance, she had like these wooden blocks, Joey, and it's just wooden blocks, square blocks.
Okay.
But then she went on to Pinterest and found out what people were doing with wood. And that was really interesting. And people had created all these videos and Etsy pages and all this different stuff. And so what she did is she sold her wooden blocks with links to all of those things those people had created. And she took wooden blocks that she paid like $50 for and turned it into $9,000 over 2 weeks.
Wow.
Is that not stupid?
Well, I mean, we call you the idea guy. That sounds like she's the idea girl.
No, it was awesome. I'll make sure I look up the name of the company. I'll put it in the show notes because I have my phone on me right now. I did put it in there because I was like, that's totally something I need to get one of my kids to do.
Brilliant. All right. So let's talk about my rental house. my rental condo, which, by the way, was the very first step for us to get started with Wake Up in Birmingham.
Okay, so rental. This is long-term rental is something that most people, when they think passive income, that's the first area that comes to mind.
Or what, only. That may be the only thing they think of.
It's the one that I started first.
Right.
Did you, was this condo your first?
Yep, that would be the first thing for me, yeah.
Foray into the passive income area?
Yes. Yes, and I did it very poorly because I bought it to live in, not as an investment. So, of course, I paid retail.
Right. Ooh. And that I think that's a part most people miss is when you got to do the long-term rental route, you need to know all the numbers on the front end. I had a house that we got rid of last year, and for 8 years, it really sucked. I mean, like I was underwater. Now, they will say with real estate, it's a game of time. I think we had a guest on the other day that was saying, if you hold it long enough, ultimately the tax deductions and the write-offs and the reduction of principal that somebody else is making payments on it. And then maybe eventually you'll make a spread on the rent versus what the mortgage payment is. Like once you get far enough down the road, those all go into the positive.
Right.
It's not a really good strategy though, because if you think about the number of years where you're doing nothing with it, if you haven't done it right, what could you have been doing otherwise?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about that. For how long have you held onto this dumb condo and made no money on it?
Almost 15 years.
Guys, I'm going to share let me share some numbers with you. And I said, hey, Joey, you've been renting this condo out and we want to start a short-term rental business. Why don't we use your condo as one of our units? It only makes sense. And if you know me, I want to get a deal on everything. So I said, well, just make sure we're just going to pay what you've been charging. Now, the fee's a little bit less than what you've been charging because we didn't have to have your management company in.
That's right.
We cut the whole management company out. So I said, okay, what's the net result? And you said, that's $915 a month. I'm sitting here with the stallion minutes ago, putting the spreadsheets together, and he's adding up the mortgages. He has two mortgages.
Yep, line of credit on there.
And then the next thing is your condo association dues. And I add them up and it was $941. Now, you may have missed what I said his rent was. $915 and his total expenses were $941.
Yeah, I'm going backwards on that, Russ.
Dude, you're a moron.
I know. This is so good for me to see this on paper because I just get so focused in on what I'm doing.
Are you going to make up that in volume or what you going to do? Do you want to be the one buying all properties and then turn around and renting at a loss to our company?
No. I need to go and be honest with my cash flows here. We talk about this, right? Clarity, knowing where your cash is flowing. This is one of those opportunities for me to get right.
Well, if you've ever bought a rental house and you've experienced what Joey is going through currently, fix it. Stop it. I mean, the thing that you did right in this is that we turned it into a short-term rental so you can actually use this one same facility. But the honest thing, and we signed a 12-month lease, so you can't change the rate on me right now. But at the end of 12 months, I fully expect you to figure out what the market rate should be for this property and get it. Because this is ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, I got to make some changes there. However, it did get us started on Wake Up in Birmingham. And I think this is a true highlight right now.
All right. Tell them about Wake Up in Birmingham. Shameless plug number 16. If you're traveling to Birmingham or you have a friend or family member, please check us out. I mean, we are going to do our best to meet the highest standard for business, professional travelers, small families. I don't think we're going to have many huge family opportunities. But if your group is six people or less, we're going to create some of the nicest places you can stay in Birmingham. And I would love to give you a discount if you book directly with us and mention that you're a listener of the podcast. So that's going to be something I totally want to do. And I'd love for us to be able to do something fun with all our listeners who do stay in one of these units. I think that'd be a cool idea as well. So tell them a little bit about Wake Up in Birmingham.
So first and foremost, you know the model is that we would rent a unit from a landlord. No,
they may not know that model. Explain what you're talking about.
Okay. So rather than when we think about short-term rentals, a lot of people think that you own the unit and then you rent it out on Airbnb or VRBO or one of these kind of search engines. In this case, what we're doing is we're renting the actual units from the landlord, whether it be from an apartment complex or a single family home or a condo in our case, in this case, the first one we did. And so they've rented, so Wake Up in Birmingham rents my condo for $915.
Why is that a benefit to rent it versus to buy it?
Well, I think the main things in my mind are you don't have to worry about major things going wrong with it, so that you, whatever margin you get on the rent every month, you don't have to wonder, is part of that going to go to fix the AC this month? Because that's the owner's responsibility.
That's your responsibility, bro. Yeah,
me, I'm the owner.
Yeah, when that thing goes bad, don't look at me. That's your deal.
Exactly.
I don't want to be a partner in that condo. But here's another big, huge win to renting it, is that you don't have to have a mortgage. So if your credit isn't perfect or you can't get any more mortgages because you have so many already out there, it's not an issue.
That's right.
You don't have to put down a down payment outside of just the first month's rent.
Yeah, the barrier of entry is very low in this model. And so what we did is we rented it, like you said, $915 a month. And in the very first month, this is shocking, by the way. This is a story behind the story. Before we could even list the unit on Airbnb, we had, because we didn't have any pictures, it wasn't even staged or anything. We put it out on Airbnb and just said, coming soon, the end of June, and booked it for how many days? Was it 8 nights?
Yeah.
Without any pictures.
We just put a floor plan and then we showed some of the amenities of the actual condo community.
And I was blown away because that told me, man, demand is there for this, even amidst COVID.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and bring this up. I'm the one that came up with that idea, by the way. But this is the part, is that when you are creating a business, you got to think sales and marketing. That is what's going to lead the horse here, or lead the wagon, or whatever you want to say. That you've got to think sales and marketing. And we knew when we were going to take ownership of the unit after you kicked out the previous tenant, you had to do some repairs as a landlord. As you right. said, those repairs were coming out of Joey Murray's pocket.
Yes.
And then you said, okay, when we get those up to speed, then Wake Up in Birmingham is going to take ownership. And at that point, we had to bring in a design team who outfitted the whole place, soup to nuts, with everything you can think of. But we knew, like, hey, well, when they're finished, we want to start renting it.
Immediately.
But you want to, like, the thought was, well, we're just going to take pictures when all that's happening, and then we're going to put it on sites for people to come rent. I was like, no, that's stupid. I want somebody to want to rent it the first night it could possibly be available. And they're like, well, how are we going to do that? It's like, just take pictures of things around it and get a floor plan and tell them how everything's going to be brand new, and they'll go for it. And you guys are like, maybe a good idea, I don't know. And we did it, and I don't remember how many nights, 8, 9, 10 nights, whatever it was, that we already pre-booked it. And when we obviously put the pictures to it, people were like, yes, game on. So we rented it how many nights in the first month, Joey?
23 nights out of 31.
Yeah, we actually had it for like 26 nights. Joey got into a little hiccup with his condo association about the fact he was doing an Airbnb in there, and they didn't like that. But we fixed that after the fact. But that cost us a listing because we had to yank the pool off the amenities list.
Yeah. Like we said, we're going to tell you the good and the bad behind the scenes. That was one of those learning opportunities, right? I did not realize that they couldn't use the facilities under my current association.
Yeah. Terms. Well, we thought that there was nothing that specifically said that you cannot do a short-term rental in there.
That's right.
But they came to us and said, well, no, you're running a business, and it clearly says in the covenants you can't run a business.
And that is not the case. In fact, after having those conversations with the association, they've now come back to me and said, hey, by the way, we kind of like what you're doing. You're doing it very well, the systematized approach that you're taking. We want to kind of learn from you and see if the rest of the association could learn from it.
Well, and
which
that's
huge,
which I think is really interesting. Sometimes people are like, oh, well, I don't want to be able to, you know, put my units on Airbnb or whatever it may be because the associations will not like them. Well, you got to remember, some of these associations are hurting for money. And Joey's unit, like complex, they're not like, if you go and research them, like some of the reviews were not perfect, right?
That's right.
As the whole association. And I think it's because they're hurting for money. And so they have not done some updates on some of the exterior buildings and other things. Well, we're like, hey, look, we're glad to give you a little extra fee to have access to the amenities of the place. Not to mention, if we start renting it 23 to 25 nights a month, we brought in, Joey, in the month of July, $3,207 in income.
Which was shocking. When I shared that with the association president, he was like, wait, you did what? He said, I've got a rental unit in there, and I can't make more than $850 a month.
Yeah, that's exactly what you've been doing in there for so long. And it just opened their eyes. And you said, well, hey, look, not only are we keeping this place spotless because we have to, otherwise we're not going to have repeat customers, and we want to live on repeat customers, but we're also going to have shorter people, shorter times in here. So if we happen to get a bad person, which we did have one, I think it's the August conversation we'll talk about it. We did have somebody that wasn't perfect, but you can lock the doors on them and kick them out the next day. I mean,
yeah.
You get somebody who rents your unit and turns that thing into a hemp farm. I mean, look, I mean, it could be 60 days, 90 days trying to figure this thing out. And we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I think sharing that was really good. Now we did our basic expenses, because we had a lot of startup costs. And I'm not going to go in. We spent about $22,000 to put furniture in there. I'm not going to add that because we're going to basically allocate that over time. We got some depreciation in there. But we had a lot of startup costs with, you know, getting the power on and getting all of these different security systems. So our basic cost with all the startup costs was about $2,619. So if you look at kind of top line, you see we made about $587 profit. Going forward, we anticipate the ongoing expenses to be somewhere in the $1,600 range.
That's right.
So really, we should be looking at about $1,600 per unit, which is what Jay Massey, which is one of the people that we're doing coaching with.
That's right.
And that's one of the people that if you did coaching with and you said, hey, I came from Wealth Without Wall Street, they would give us one of those affiliate things, those things that we get paid for. So please take advantage of that. But we're doing the coaching with them. We paid the, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, $1,400 a month to do coaching with them because we needed to learn. And boy, we needed it.
Oh my gosh.
There's no way in the world all the things that we've been encountering with this and the other units that we're going to be bringing on board here in August, there's no way we could have done that without their help.
Yeah, we always talk about how important coaching is. We want you to know that we're doing what we say, because at the end of the day, we didn't want to give up years potentially of lost opportunity by doing it wrong or starting the wrong way and maybe getting disenfranchised and losing a lot of steam. So right out of the gate, we did it almost by the book, verbatim, of what Jay Massey's team has taught us. And man, it's going to make a tremendous difference for us to scale this.
Joey, if I wanted to be an expert, I'm maybe not an expert, but I still wanted to be knowledgeable on the whole concept of the infinite banking process. And I went to community.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. I got access for free because that's what you gave me because I'm listening to this podcast. What would I do in there in order to learn more?
Simple as pie. Go to the left-hand side, click on courses, and there you can find Infinite Banking 101 and Infinite Banking 201. Can't wait to see you on the inside.
That is at community.wealthwithoutwallstreet.com. Yeah, and I definitely stay tuned to the August update when we talk to you about the new units that are coming on board and some of the things that are happening there. Let's move to something that's a little off the beating path that we haven't talked about in a long time, because really, to be honest, it wasn't a whole lot I wanted to share about it. And that is going into some of the crypto miners that we bought a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah. So this is one of those things that I was a little hesitant about because I don't know much about it. And we do talk about how you should know what you're investing in, but we do know the people who own the company that sell the miner machine.
Well, you should be able to influence the outcome. That is the reason that we say you should know something about it. It's not like I can go read up. I mean, I could go read. I know lots of people who read on Ethereum and Bitcoin and understand the blockchain technology and are maybe potentially experts in that, but they really can't impact the outcome. That's so much more important than understand. When somebody was like, I don't understand whole life insurance, I don't understand, you know, stocks and bonds. Like, it has to come down, can you impact the outcome? That's why we say know something about it.
Yeah, that's right. And it is a market-driven piece. I mean, like, everything that is handling our profits from this is driven by what's in the media and what's the market want. And that to me, it feels a lot like Wall Street, be honest with you, Russ.
Well, so here, just kind of full disclosure here, because I don't want you to say, like, wait a second, you guys are anti-speculative things. There's nothing more speculative than cryptocurrencies. Joey and I looked at these over 2 years ago from the perspective of, we're going to buy the computer that actually performs a transaction, and as payment for that transaction, it gets paid in a percentage of some cryptocurrency. And that cryptocurrency is Ethereum. And for that, you spend $7,500 to get this machine. And throughout the month, it will spit out about 75% of one coin. Now, Joey, when we first started looking at that, cryptocurrency Ethereum was trading at about $800 to one coin.
That's right.
And so if you follow the math on that, we were looking at about $600 rough income that our machine produced, and it cost us right at $200 to the expenses, the power bill on it. And so we were like, okay, so we're going to get about $400 a month, and it's going to cost us $7,500 that we can immediately write off 100% of that in depreciation. So really kind of net that down to say $5,000 is our true cost. And we're going to make about $400 a month. That's a pretty good little rental house there. You know, like, exactly. $5,000 in, no tenants to deal with. And we make $400 a month. We get almost all our money back in a little over a year. And after that, as long as this thing keeps running, we're making tons of money. Well, unfortunately, what happened is, if anybody knows anything about cryptocurrency, our Ethereum went from trading at $800 a coin to the dollar down to about 100. And so we've been upside down. I mean, constantly just mining these coins, but we haven't sold any. So now the currency has come back up. And so, of course, now we're like, oh, we'll tell you about it. I'm not encouraging you to go do this, by the way, because this is like super speculative stuff. But we own the machines that get it. And so it's kind of like, okay, well, we're doing that. So in the month of July, our machines brought in a total income of about $2,128. And our expenses, the power bill to pay for those, were $1,206. So that was a $922 monthly income from those machines.
Hey, that's good news. Because like you said, when it was $100,
it was negative.
It was going backwards.
It was negative. And, you know, just full transparency, we need to get that probably back to around $500. We need, Ethereum's trading at about $425 right now. If it gets to $500, we're basically back to where we needed to be. And from that point forward, we've got some big decisions, Joe. We got to decide, are we going to go ahead and sell off the currency that we have and then just keep mining from that point forward? That's something we're going to talk about for August, because we're on the verge of that. And I don't know exactly where to go. Our multifamily stuff, actually right now, they're in the process of combining actually the apartment complex that we're in with like 12 or 13 other apartment complexes. And so we're not getting our monthly check on that. So that's a big fat zero expenses, zero income on that one. Nothing to talk about there.
But I mean, hey, that's a good point, Russ. Like, we don't ever want people to be misled. Like, when you invest in something like multifamily, there are things that can go wrong, things that are unforeseen, things that can pause that monthly check or quarterly check that you anticipated, and you can't really control that. It happens.
It is one of those things where I don't have control over that. You know, I liked the monthly income that it provided, and I expect fully for it to happen. We're being told first quarter of 2021, that's going to get kicked back on. So I'll be excited for that. One other thing that had a 0 month was our cattle business, man. Nothing happened. Yeah. No cattle.
Iron City Cattle is they're out the pasture right now, right? I mean, they're just chilling and no things.
They're not in
sold.
Alabama in July. They are not chilling. There is no chilling to cattle in the middle of the summer in a pasture.
That's right.
They're sizzling,
but they are out on land somewhere. And that's what I really feel like we have a lot to talk about.
Ooh, so we have two different land businesses. I have one that we're working in-house. Our executive assistant, Tracy, is heading that up. And that company, TriStar Land, had a decent little month, man. She produced about $1,488 in passive income for that month.
Right. She had sold two pieces of property. And with each property, we collect a processing fee.
No, you missed said that. She sold five pieces of property. One, she sold four times.
That's right.
Well, while that's important is that she charged a documentation fee every time. And so a lot of the income that she produced in the month of July was selling that one piece of property, collecting their documentation fee. And then them calling her back like a couple of days later and saying, I actually don't want it. She keeps the fee because she did the document. Her expenses for the month of July were $677. So we had $811 of passive income from that. But our done for you option through the Land Geek, Mark Podolsky, somebody else, which if you guys want to get involved in that, I definitely encourage you to reach out to those guys. Make sure you mention the Wealth Without Wall Street team. Okay, we love that because they do have a little sweet little thing for us in there. But we did that. It's a pretty hefty fee to jump into that. We paid that. And in the month of July, Joey, what did we do?
So in the month of July, we gave them enough money to buy 20 pieces of land.
Right.
And this is the Everland Group. So we have TriStar is our in-house land business, and Everland is the one that we work with Mark Podolsky's team directly. We gave them enough money to buy 20 pieces of land, and within a couple of weeks, ultimately, they were able to turn about 16 of those lots. Is that right? Or was it, I'm sorry, was it quite 16?
No, lots? I think the last grouping, I'd say it was like 11.
11 lots that they sold created about $1,900 a month in passive income from the note income. And we get to keep 70% of that. So it's $1,330 is the actual income that we received from Everland in the month of July.
All right. So for everybody keeping track at home, how much passive income did you knuckleheads bring in? We brought in $16,164. Our expenses were $11,216. Given us a net of $4,947. So just a little under $5,000 for the month. Most of that expenses, Joey, if you look at that list, there's a big number in there, $4,166. That's some labor costs involved in our wake up in Birmingham. And because Joey and I are not doing that personally, and we are having somebody run that for us. So we're actually paying someone to help us get all of that up and going, which once they are all going, we will not have that cost. But if we did, it would be spread across many more properties and make that venture much more successful.
Right. Which, again, just full transparency, if we did this on one property, we'd be losing money like crazy. So we have a vested interest in getting this short-term rental business to 15 units as fast as possible so that we can absorb that cost across all those and make this very profitable.
Okay, lessons learned for the month of July.
One, I need to track my expenses a lot closer on things that are like my rental property and other things. This is super helpful for us to do that. That would be the number one thing in my mind. And number two, we learned this. We said we got to put more money in land.
Yeah, we did. And by the way, we will share what we did in August with you because I would say there's definitely some interesting successes coming in August. My thought is here, just success story is putting this all on paper and looking at it and focusing on it because we all know we want more enjoyment in life, whatever that is for us. And the only way we're going to get there is when our monthly income from things that we don't go to actively working for is greater than our monthly expenses. And Joey, this is $5,000 a month that you and I are splitting, so $2,500 a piece, that is helping us get closer to our end goal of having our passive income be greater than our monthly expenses. And I know we have a lot of other things going on too that's helping us in that area, but hopefully this was something that was interesting to you. Hopefully you learned something. We're going to try to improve upon explaining this to you in the future, but make sure you go check out the blog. And if there's any of those things we mentioned to you, we'll put links in the show notes so you can get access to those individuals and mention your favorite buddies over here at the Wealth White Wall Street team, because we'd love to continue to add value. And when we hear from them that you guys are engaging with them, it lets us know that these are the right kind of people.
Yeah. So if you like this kind of a report, let us know. Join us in the community, hit us up on a private message, or rate and review us on iTunes and let us know what you love about the show and or about this format. And we'll catch you up next month in the month of August.
This has been the Wealth Without Wall Street podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show to break free of the Wall Street mindset and begin building wealth on your own terms in places you understand, so that your wealth will never run dry. See you next episode.